Seismic phenomena. English overview. Earthquakes are rapid and violent elastic vibrations experienced on the Earth's surface as seismic shocks caused by the sudden release of energy within the lithosphere. The earthquake's hypocenter, also known as the focus, is the point deep within the Earth where the energy is suddenly released and from which all the elastic vibrations spread in circular waves, seismic waves, in all directions. The point on the Earth's surface that is reached first by the seismic waves, lying directly above the hypocenter, is called the epicenter. Earthquakes are classified according to their causes. Volcanic earthquakes, collapse earthquakes, induced earthquakes, artificial, tectonic earthquakes. Tectonic earthquakes are frequent in particular areas known as seismic areas, where volcanic activity is also common. The origin of tectonic earthquakes is normally explained by the elastic rebound theory. This theory states that when the materials in the lithosphere are put under stress, they are initially deformed elastically until they reach breaking point and suddenly crack, releasing the accumulated energy in the form of heat and vibrations. A fault forms where the fracture takes place. There are two types of seismic waves radiating from the hypocenter. Longitudinal or pressure P waves are the faster and cause a change in the volume of the material they pass through. They can travel through both solid and fluid materials. Transverse or shear S waves move more slowly and cause variations in the form of the material they pass through. They cannot travel through fluids. Surface or L waves have their origin at the epicenter, when P and S waves reach the surface, since these waves spread on the surface and their energy is dispersed very slowly over great distances. They are responsible for most of the damage caused by earthquakes. The velocity of the seismic waves varies according to the physical state and composition of the rocks they cross. They are recorded by instruments known as seismographs. The seismograph's record of the waves produced by an earthquake is called a seismogram. An earthquake strength is at present calculated using two types of seismic scales. The most commonly used intensity scale is the MCS scale, which assigns each earthquake a degree of intensity ranging from 1 to 12 on the basis of the effects of the shocks on the surface. An earthquake's intensity bears no strict relation to the energy released because the damage caused can depend on several factors. The magnitude scale, or Richter scale, measures an earthquake's magnitude, which is established by comparing the maximum amplitude of the oscillations of a seismograph at a recording station and the maximum amplitude of the oscillations of a standard seismogram used as a unit of measure. The magnitude scale is a logarithmic scale whose values are recorded by instruments and do not depend on the recording station's distance from the epicenter. There are two possible approaches to predicting earthquakes. A probabilistic prediction, calculating the seismic hazard, which corresponds to the probability that an earthquake able to cause damage will occur in a given area within a certain period of time. Seismic hazard maps are drawn on the strength of the information gathered. A deterministic prediction, trying to identify and monitor active faults and assess the importance of warning signs. As regards anti-seismic protection, it is important to assess the seismic risk in an area by taking into account three factors: seismic hazard, vulnerability, exposure. The assessment of these three factors is then used to draw seismic risk maps, establish anti-seismic building regulations, and devise evacuation and public rescue plans. Seismic risk and hazard are rather high in Italy, since the peninsula is located in an area that is geologically active and formed relatively recently.